6.
That's fine.
And the hospital is the biggest referral hospital in the Western region. We even get some patients coming from some portions of the central region. And the lift for us and for anybody who is interested in health services is very critical, particularly to the pregnant women and those who need surgical interventions. Sometime in July 2012, the Ministry of Health or the government of Ghana installed a new lift for use by the hospital. This lift worked for about a year, and around July 2013, it broke down. It gave us a lot of difficulties. You had some of our audience having to physically carry patients from the theaters to the wards, and from the wards to the theaters. This is very challenging. Now, we had difficulties, we had to do a lot of contacts with the ministry, the Ghana Health Service, and eventually we were given the go ahead to do the repairs on the road. It cost the hospital about, I think, because some balls were faulty, and CFA had to report those balls to do the repairs for us. They fixed it. It worked a little and broke down again. And they also did well. They came to fix it again this time without taking any parts. But they gave us an advice. Now look, in view of the power fluctuations in the system, if we do not have a stabilizer to monitor or to regulate the power fluctuations, the lift will break down in no time. So technically, the lift cannot work, just technically, but in terms of its functionality, it is functional. Both the one at the surgical block and the one here, the nutrition block, they are all functional. But it is the stabilizer that do not have. That is why they are not working. One of the stabilizers, or somebody will say automatic voltage regulator, one of them, the capacity is 20 kV, and the other one is 30 kVA. The 30 kVA is the one we'll be using on the maternity block or the surgical block. We got some estimates from CFAO, and it's estimated to cost about 107,092 Ghana cedis, 67 pesos. That is how much it's going to cost the hospital. Of course, in view of the constraints and the competing demands for even core health delivery consumer goods and other logistics, we are unable to procure this KV for the use of the lifts or for the functionality of the lifts. So that is just the reason why the lift is not working. We have made some appeals to the Metro Director of Health Services, and we even took some estimates that we got from CFAO to her office. She said she was also making some contracts with the District Assembly to see how they could help. But we are yet to actually receive any positive response from that end. Of course, the regional health directors also are aware. I'm sure they are also doing some contacts to see how they can help us. But as we sit here, it's functional. And patients who would need the use of the lift will have to be physically lifted by our lasers. There are issues with that one too, because they can develop serious
health conditions. Yeah, you can have back aches, you could have other issues with your spines. Because some of the patients can be very heavy. Certain challenges that come with lifters. But as I said earlier, the importance of the lift cannot be estimated. Because you have day in and day out, people come on emergency and they cannot climb the stairs. They cannot. Because those who need surgical interventions and they have to go to the fourth floor, they can never, there's no way they can climb under emergency conditions. So the use of the lift is very important, and we are appealing to anybody, any philanthropist, any person who knows somebody who can help us put the lift in place to do so for us. As I said, the estimates are here, and we are prepared to make it available to all those who might want.